Welcome to Earth 2. I'm Ryan. If you've never listened to this podcast before, here we are. I fell through a few weeks ago, actually 4 weeks ago. I fell through a portal of some kind and went into an alternate Earth where superheroes and I'm guessing villains, I haven't met any, are real. Yeah, it's been crazy 4 weeks meeting and interviewing people. I decided to start a podcast. So here we are, and I have my two hosts, normal hosts with me. If you guys could introduce yourselves.
Hi. Both.
Go ahead.
Always talking over each other, these two.
That's me.
Please.
I'm Prisma.
She's Prisma. She farts rainbows.
I do not. God damn it. I'm going to kill you.
Please don't. You probably could. I'm not a superhero. Remember, unbreakable.
And I'm just Oscar.
Oscar.
Just Oscar.
Not Oscar, he's actually superfluous. And I'm not saying he's non-essential to the podcast, he is the superhero known as superfluous.
Correct.
Correct.
But you can call me Oscar.
I can call you Oscar. I'd rather call you SF, because that's shorter.
Well, that annoys me, so just call me Oscar.
No, I'm good with just keep calling you SF, as long as you're not going to hurt me. So, what's going on, guys? The biggest thing, I guess, I'll just go right into it, I am not in jail anymore.
No.
Which is really exciting. We are having this podcast in the cafeteria of headquarters, which I still don't know where we're at, but the headquarters for the superheroes of this world, and the food's pretty good, I'm not going to lie. There's some things I don't recognize in it. I'm not sure if it was fish penis or what, but there was something weird I had earlier today. Prisma, any idea what was served for
breakfast? If you had it, you'd know.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't fish penis.
You don't have octo-whales?
No. I don't know what that is. I mean, we have whales, and we have octopus, but...
Oh. Well, we have these giant, blubbery...
Excuse me? Would you mind if I sat down here?
Yes.
You have an opening at the table?
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Ruggo.
Ruggo? Hey, do you know what a podcast is, Ruggo? I know you guys have them out here in this earth, but...
I'm not 100% sure. Is that like a form of communication?
Yeah, so to speak. So basically we sit around and talk about stuff and then send it out to millions of people that listen to us. I'm sure it's in the millions. I haven't counted, but...
Well, then this is actually great for me because I'm actually trying to announce something.
Okay. Before we announce that...
Oh, okay.
You kind of... I mean, you're weird looking, man.
Well, that's...
Like,
what?
Rude?
I mean,
rude.
Okay,
we
I'm sorry.
We talked about your
yes,
racism.
Yes, I know, but it's
are you
been like a
mutant or something?
Whoa, no, what
whoa,
is...
Whoa, why are you dropping
what
the
have
M-word?
I sat down
yeah.
here? Oh, goodness.
Okay.
We let him out for 5 minutes and he's already talking to people like this.
All right, it's been
he's
more than 5 minutes.
He's very bigoted.
Okay,
it's
I'm not a bigot.
Shocking.
I'm not a bigot. Okay, so a podcast is a verbal-only thing, so... The people that are listening, they can't see you, so
I mean,
I'm trying to describe you.
You're commenting on the fact that I am not a human.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or maybe you're an alien, I don't know. We have an alien at the table.
I am a mole man.
A mole man. You do kind of look like a mole. Is a mole a thing on this earth?
Well, mole men are a thing on this earth.
Well.
And mole women.
And mole women.
I assumed that, but that was probably wrong of me to assume the gender.
But just mole, no, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay. Well,
I mean, we have dire diggers. Those are, like, enormous burrowing creatures.
Okay.
And they have, like, spiny protrusions and, you know, they eat small children. But we have nothing to do with that.
You don't eat small children?
Lately, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my people in the past, but, I mean, you know the history of the mole people, right?
No. But just to fill everybody in, you look like a mole, right? From my Earth. The people that are on Earth 1...
How am I supposed to...
I know you don't look like... You don't know what a mole is. On Earth 1, we have creatures that look
relative
kind of like
Relative to a normal human being, I am bipedal and upright, but I am smaller, and I have large claw-like hands that
yes.
I can dig through the dirt, and I have giant eyes, but...
I wouldn't know.
I mean, I'm wearing sunglasses because it is very bright up here.
It's not that bright, really.
I mean, for mole people, we are subterranean.
Okay. Have you met a mole person before, Superfluous?
Yeah, they're all over.
They're all over? How have I not seen
any? Not as handsome as this guy, but...
Well, thank you.
Well, that's uncomfortable.
Okay. Apparently, you don't think he's very attractive looking, or he's very pleasant looking, but...
Well, I mean...
You're just a pejorative person in general.
Okay, I'm taking in a lot of new things in the past month, so just... please try to understand that this nothing like this is on my earth.
He's a perfectly pleasant-looking person.
Thank you.
That's a mole
person. For a mole person? Is that
for
what you're
a
saying?
Mole person?
That's okay.
Wait, so not in general.
Just in general.
Okay, great.
Way to take
just
it
saying,
back.
He's more perfectly pleasant, and you're attacking
you
his self-esteem.
Say that we're all pretty attractive for mole people.
I mean, I wouldn't know because...
You don't
this
have
is the first mole
that,
person I've ever met. Do I call you a mole person or a mole man?
You can call me Rocco. I told
Rocco,
you my name.
Rocco, that's right. Okay. Which, never mind. I'm not going to get into the kind of like punny thing in your name, but because that seems a little weird.
It's not Rocco like rocks. It's Rocco. R-O-G-G-O.
Oh, Rocco. Got you. Okay, so less punny.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Pun adjacent.
Okay, I like it. So you said you had an announcement.
I do. I'm actually here for a reason. I'm filing my paperwork to run for city council.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. City council?
It's about time.
Yeah. There's not accurate representation for mole people. So you're not familiar with mole people?
No. I don't know. You've never listened to our podcast before, so I guess I should explain. I came here from a different world that has nothing, like, there's no people with powers or anything like that. We're all very boring.
Is he like, did he get hit on the head with a coconut or something?
He's just not a very interesting
I did
person.
Hit my head. Funny you should say that. But, okay. Yeah.
Is he really from another planet?
We assume.
It's more of an alternate reality than another planet, I guess.
We've basically come to the conclusion that while he may be a huge liar, pants on fire, he's not dangerous whatsoever.
We're still trying to assess that, whether or not he's telling the truth about who he is and where he's from.
I obviously am, but whatever.
What are your
powers?
But
yeah, Prisma is right. He is not a threat.
My power is hosting this awesome podcast, and that's it.
That's how we knew he's not a threat. The first thing he wants to do is play on his computer.
That's incredibly rude. But yes, I do have a computer that isn't of this world, so I would think you guys that we've been proof enough.
Is it Windows XP?
You guys have Windows XP here?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I didn't even know you had computers, really.
It was very primitive.
Well, yeah, it was on my place, on my Earth also, so
that's we're great. Now on Bay Windows XP.
Wow.
That's a really bad joke.
Was it? It was a joke? So yeah. You're not actually on Bay Windows?
No, you okay, don't get good. To know what we use.
Okay. It's not like...
You don't get to know our technology.
The eighth incarnation of... Windows XP. Never mind. Anyway, I feel like we kind of glossed over the
Bay
fact.
Windows is a version of Windows that explodes.
There you go.
We have Michael Bay here.
Wait, is that the name of a bay or is that a person?
It's a large subterranean monster that causes large explosions.
Oh, okay.
The Michael Bay.
Oh, the Michael Bay.
It destroyed most of the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, centuries ago. But
we should get him on the show. You know him? Anyway, we'll deal with that. But
not my bay.
We do have... You're running for city council. That's
yes.
I don't even know what city we're in, and let alone that it had a council.
Metro City.
Thank you for that information, because my esteemed co-hosts have been keeping so much from me.
In all fairness, you haven't specifically asked what city we're in.
That's
I'm
true.
Pretty sure I asked where we were in the first episode.
And we told you headquarters.
Yeah. Okay.
Well...
That was so many weeks
ask
ago. I don't remember
right
exactly
questions.
What I asked.
They said headquarters, and you just let it lie.
I can't imagine I did, but I guess maybe I did.
That's all you needed to know. Headquarters
was being
headquarters
an idiot.
Of what? Doesn't
I
matter.
Was in jail.
Headquarters in what city? Doesn't matter.
I was in jail in a world that it was a little bit of a culture shock. I'm kind of adapting to it now.
You know, you have the rights to like speak to a lawyer or something.
I didn't even know there were lawyers, but...
You didn't know
good.
There were lawyers?
No.
What is happening?
He's not
This is
right.
why I need to run for city council.
Yeah, I'm going
to
vote for you, because you're giving me all this information.
Don't
Do I
think
get
you
about?
Have voting rights.
What? Oh, my God.
If you're
God.
Not a naturalized citizen...
Well, okay, well...
Do you have a Metro City, like, ID card of some kind?
No.
So you haven't been processed?
No. He's barely been...
Is he, like, a diplomatic prisoner?
I don't know, in a way. We haven't really decided what he is.
Hmm.
We just don't want to let
we
him out in the general public.
We honestly don't get the
public.
Choice. Like, we're not the bosses here. We're two people that walked by his cell at the wrong time.
And I threw a roll at her to try and get her attention.
A roll.
Yeah. It didn't hit her because I'm bad aim, but...
What an interesting backstory of the thrown roll that missed.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you can tell your children one day.
Not...
Very exciting.
Okay. Well, I feel like now we're just making fun of me, which is harsh, but it's fair. So what is being a city council person in Metro City entail?
I mean, it's a lot of civic duties. It's kind of setting policy for various things. I mean, the big reason I'm running is, so you don't know this because you are not from this world, but as you two know, the mole people, whenever they come to Metro City, they use large drill vehicles that come up and bust through the ground and the asphalt and usually break water mains and cause a lot of terror, which gets us beaten up fairly often from the superhero community. And we're looking to create kind of a permanent opening so that we can visit.
I have to ask, Superfluous, have you ever beat up a mole person?
No, we don't see very... I live downtown by the river.
By the river, yeah, so, in the van, right, yeah. I remember.
So if we go up through the river, it creates a flooding in our subterranean.
So we don't really run into a lot of these guys.
Okay, but so you've never beat a mole person?
No, necessarily. I have no reason to.
Okay, well that's good.
I don't even like beating up villains. I get sore.
And thank you for that distinction. We are not villains.
No.
We just accidentally cause property damage when we're trying to shop.
So do you guys have powers? Do mole people have powers?
I mean, we're relatively stronger than average humans, but we're probably on par with most heroes.
Wow. So are you stronger than this guy?
I mean,
I pointed to SF because you guys were listening, but yeah. What about her? Are you stronger than her?
I don't know what their
you
power
should, guys should
are.
Arm wrestle. Do you guys have that here?
Arm wrestling?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's to the death, so I'd rather
not.
Oh,
yeah, let's not do that.
There's also a whole ritual. There's nudity involved.
Yeah, I definitely
there are a lot of forms you have to fill
it gets
out
weird.
As well.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
Can we get rid of those forms if you get elected?
Possibly,
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
We're I'm keeping the nudity, though.
I mean, I could... We'll
We're
work
keeping
with it.
The nudity.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Are you naked right now?
No, I... Oh, can you not
I
see?
I see fur, like...
It's a fur coat.
Okay. Oh, okay. That seems a little redundant.
Well, our skin is pale and hairless, but we make our clothing out of, like, gophers and rabbits. Pretty much anything that breaches the surface that we can just kind of snag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys are hairless?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just assumed you had hair because it looks like you have hair, but...
No, it's clothing.
Wrong me to assume again.
Oh, you must have loose fabric flesh.
Yeah, I guess on my earth that's what we have.
Well, we have a saying, you know what assuming does.
I don't. What does it do?
You're an it makes asshole. You a terrible person.
We have a different one, Dennis. <The subterranean. laughs>
Well, yeah, I guess there's some different translations, you know, the further down in the earth you go,
that's
so to
great.
Speak. So, when you're a city council person, you said that you are trying to fight for mole, right? Mole. Person rights? I'm sorry. I keep going to the mole.
You shorten it to mole rights. That's,
okay.
That's
mole
accurate.
Rights. You're a mole rights activist,
yes.
Essentially. Okay. So do you guys
An MRA.
Protests or like...
I mean, we...
Is that like... Is...
It's yeah, it's a lot of protests. We'll come up in our drill vehicles and we'll stand, we'll kind of amass in a small area. But usually this one guy, this human who calls himself the Mole Master will kind of take things in a weird direction and then we'll get beat up pretty bad.
So you get beat up just for peaceful protest? That doesn't seem...
Well, he riles things up pretty bad. He's aggressive. And we don't follow him. He just happens to be there.
Interesting. Prisma, have you ever run into a mole person? I feel like you haven't said much. Did you have a bad experience with a mole person or something? Is that why you're so quiet?
You are leering at me quite a bit.
No, not necessarily. It's like not all of them know how to behave in polite society.
Oh, I see how it is. You don't like MRAs?
Oh.
Listen, just because we're a little different and we see things from a different perspective doesn't mean we're bad people.
It's not a different perspective. It's more of a wrong perspective,
Whoa,
I guess.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure when you're on the subway, you should not look up my skirts, okay?
That is our height difference, ma'am.
I am not that tall. That is you crouching. Look,
she isn't that tall, to be fair.
Look.
I mean, neither am I.
I don't have any prejudgments, any prejudices.
It seems kind of like you do, though. Like,
no,
that's
not at all.
You sound kind of judgy.
One mole man
That doesn't mean all mole people are bad.
And that's
though.
What I said.
Hashtag not all mole men.
Yeah.
Ha!
That is a hashtag I've heard. I'm glad to know you guys have hashtag. What is a hashtag here?
It's a type of interdimensional being that kind of conveys messages.
Oh, so...
Also known as an octothorpe.
Okay, so he brings,
I mean...
Mole men?
It's a subscription...
Not all mole men?
Yes, it's a subscription service. You send messages. It's like, you etch them into stones. You've never done this?
No, in my world, a hashtag is a much different thing.
What is it?
It's a lot to explain. It's probably very boring for you guys, but... It's not really super interesting.
It's not that interesting.
It's a way for a group of people to come together and probably say the wrong thing most of the time.
Here, it's how mole people spread the truth.
Oh, so it's a mole person thing specifically.
I mean, we're better at it, I think. Get a lot more traction.
You're better at hashtagging?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're better at suntanning.
And
things are just different.
Not looking at people's skirts, right?
I don't look up anybody's skirts.
It's fake information.
Fake information.
Wow. One guy, one time, one subway ride.
So you don't believe in the MRA movement, is what you're saying?
I fully support equal rights for all mole people. I also fully support my right to slap a bitch in the face.
Wow. Okay, so you slap
I also
that
support
person.
That right.
Okay.
I mean, just because it's entertaining.
That's a big part of the MRA platform is slapping bitches. I'm not going to argue there.
Prisma, thoughts on that?
No thoughts. I agree with a lot of
So you're saying he has your vote.
Oh, interesting.
I just met the dude.
Okay, so he does not have your vote. How many other city council people have you met?
You know,
I'm
only four.
For the record, I'm pro slapping bitches, but I'm anti choking hoes.
Yeah,
I feel like that should be
completely different things.
Okay.
These are weird platforms you guys have here.
They're very important.
World.
They're very important here.
I mean, what kind of politics are discussed on your world?
Bad ones, usually.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have MRAs?
That hashtag thing. Yeah, they're a little different.
Do you have white knights?
What we do, I can only imagine that they're not the same thing, though.
I mean, swords and armor and all that?
No.
No?
Not literally. In their mind, they wear those. But.
See, we just have the white knight. Dreamiest guy ever.
Wait, so is he a superhero?
Kind
of. Can we get him on the show? I'm getting so many ideas for people for the show.
I mean, I don't know.
White Knight's always trying to get laid.
Oh, so he's a player.
I mean, he does things that seem nice, but, you know, there's an ulterior motive.
So do the mole people support the White Knight?
It's complicated. Personally, I don't, but, you know.
Do the women?
The women do, yeah.
That's interesting. I can only imagine that would be not the prettiest scenario in the world.
I mean, by normal human standards, mole women are not the prettiest, no.
Well, do they look like you?
Well, no.
Okay.
Do
they wear fur coats?
They have pink bows.
Okay. So that's how you can tell a difference.
The only difference?
It's like a Ms. Pac-Man
scenario. It's like a
Ms. Pac-Man
scenario, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That is...
Wow, you guys know Ms. Pac-Man, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is great.
Where do you think the pink bow idea came from, I guess?
Wow.
Yeah. That's I mean, she's ancient... had a talk show for, what, like 30 years?
About that.
I remember that.
Okay, we're definitely talking about different Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Ms. Pac-Man's favorite things always sell out.
Does she ever give away anything on the show?
Power pills.
Power pills, okay. Cherries or anything like that?
Cherry flavor.
She likes
pretzels.
Fruits. Pretzels, okay.
Keys,
oranges.
Weirdly, keys.
Keys.
But not to anything, just keys.
That must have been a later game. Anyway... So we got the Chocoho platform and we got the Slap-A-Bitch platform. Is there any other important platforms that we should know about? I mean, I feel like this is your chance. This does broadcast to Earth, your Earth. I call it Earth 2, which probably doesn't mean anything to you, but your guys' world, we broadcast it here, so...
I mean, my primary platform is that we want to break through the platform of the Metro City streets so that we can, you know, go to open-air markets and, you know, get pretzels and stuff that we don't have in the subterranean land.
Don't tell me you want your children to go to school with our children, because...
Whoa! Why not? I mean, night classes, but otherwise, yeah.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking. It just wouldn't mesh well.
How many children do you have now, Superfluous?
None that I actually, you know...
Oh! That's not what I hear.
Wow, what did you hear?
bathroom talk, man. Bathroom talk.
What? I've heard of locker room talk. What's bathroom talk?
Are his children in the bathroom?
That's when you gossip while you're pooping.
Yeah.
Oh.
Duh.
I guess I...
It's a subtle difference. It's not as sexy.
Difference from what?
Locker room talk.
Oh.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You guys have locker rooms here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's where we keep lockers, typically. I don't know how your Earth does it, but it's the ideal place to keep lockers is in a locker room.
So here. You store the lockers in your locker room?
Well,
yes.
And we use the lockers to keep stuff in it.
Oh, okay. So there's right. some
similarity. This isn't, the way you phrase it.
It's like a waiting room. You wait in that room.
For your locker.
That's not what a weight room is on my Earth either, so this is interesting. I'm glad we're clarifying a lot of this, because I feel like I would have gotten really confused at some point asking somebody where the weight room is.
Wait, what do you think a locker
is? A waiting room, not a weight room.
Oh, okay. What do I think a locker is? Well, in my world, it's a place where you store things and...
Lock it.
Temporarily, and then you come back and get it later.
It's not like a robot?
I mean, there's probably some that are autonomous, but...
Ours are all autonomous.
All of them?
Yeah, they follow you around.
They follow you. Wow. The only thing we have on my Earth is those vacuum cleaners.
That follow you?
Yeah, well, they can follow you. Yeah, it's they do their own thing. It's a very weird.
So speaking of little things that follow you around, no, I do not have any kids.
That's fair. I'll be
to
sure
come back
I
to
said
that.
That.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to tell Heidi.
Yeah.
Hey, who's Heidi?
Who?
Heidi who?
Look. Heidi from janitorial.
Is that the one I heard you... I thought I heard you say Heidi was a hoe.
I did Heidi not ho. Joke
the hoe. I thought I said you say Heidi ho. Or, never mind. Anyway, what about Heidi? Sorry.
She said that you might have children you don't know
She's
about.
A mother... She's lying.
Okay.
Wait, do you and her have a history?
She's lying. No, I don't know the hoe.
What does calling somebody a hoe on this earth mean? Because it's a very... You guys are throwing it around very loosely. I feel like we don't do that where I come from, so I'm...
Oh, curious. I definitely do that where I come from.
Okay.
You throw hoes around?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've got hoes in several area codes, but...
Heidi wow. said that, too.
That's the code you type into a teleporter to go
oh,
from area
correct.
To area.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through the wastelands.
Wow.
It's easier to get around.
The wastelands are actually kind of nice.
Yeah, but they only have, like, Kmarts and Walmarts. There's no Targets.
I feel like asking about this again, but I feel like all I've been doing this whole time is asking what stuff is.
Yeah, you have been doing
I have Kmarts and Walmarts and Targets on my world.
Yeah.
I just feel like that they're probably not the same once again.
Well...
I mean, they're probably the same.
They're probably the same.
That's something that stays imagine. Between every Earth.
Probably, pretty consistently, yeah.
Is Target a little bit nicer than Walmart?
Yeah, Target is, it's about a Walmart, but they have teeth. And then Walmart is like a Kmart, except they don't have restraining orders, and they're not ex-cons. That's about the difference.
Okay. So and it is. There are some similarities.
Hoes are sexual holograms.
Okay. So how do you choke a hologram?
We have really very elaborate algorithms in our holograms that you can physically touch them. They're wow. actual tangible holograms.
Do you guys have those underneath the Earth?
Yeah. I mean, we...
Of course.
Yeah. They're pretty that. Universal. But I mean, when you choke them, you're throttling the electricity to them, which... lowers their artificial intelligence, so it kind of makes them...
So they're dumb
called,
hoes.
It calls act a fool.
Okay. Yeah, so...
So stupid hoes acting a
so
fool.
So we had scientists...
You choke a hoe, and she acts a fool.
Right, okay. That's true.
Wow. Why haven't I seen any of these holograms? I feel like...
Well, I don't know.
Are they more for, like, people's private quarters? Like they, I don't...
They're subscription
they just got
services.
They got really widespread. Like, yeah. they were
it's
invented
a, it's a box
just for the
delivery
soul.
System.
They were brought back, or they were basically more or less invented to bring Tupac back. And so, finally got Tupac back. He was doing a show, got shot again. We haven't figured out a way to revive the holograms. So, once they're shot and are destroyed, we can't bring them back.
Have you tried a gem for the holograms?
A what?
Gem?
No.
No? Okay. That might be a little too obscure for... this crowd.
Maybe.
I think
guess.
They might have tried something like that in the 80s, but
Okay, well, we've gone through a lot of stuff in this episode. I did want to cover one thing. We did get an email.
From Earth 1?
No, this was actually from somebody from Earth 2, so I'm not quite sure how they sent an email, but they did. It was actually targeting you, and it said...
Who?
It was signed The Milkman.
They can't hear who you're talking about.
It was signed The Milkman. Do you know somebody named The Milkman?
No.
Okay, are you sure? This one says, haha, superfluous, you suck, The Milkman.
Who the fuck said that shit?
I don't know, but it sounds like somebody you know.
The Milkman?
Yeah.
Sound like somebody trying to get his ass kicked.
Ooh, sounds like you're lactose intolerant.
Ooh, maybe that's his tagline. Is there a villain on this Earth named the Milkman, or another hero or something?
Not that I know of, but remember a lot of people are heroes and villains and superpowers.
And assholes, remember? I told you, there's heroes, villains, and assholes.
There are assholes, that's true. You have told me that. I haven't run into any. I mean, you're probably the closest.
That guy sounds like an asshole.
Well, I actually kind of like him. I mean, I feel like that I got some good vibes...
From that email. Where he calls your only friend in this world?
I think during one of the earlier podcasts, he said that
asshole.
He wasn't my friend.
Your only friend.
He said he wasn't my friend. I think on the last episode or 2 weeks ago.
So you have no friends in this entire world?
I thought that these were my friends, but they said they cleared that up. I know, thank you. Will you be my friend?
Sure.
Okay.
For city council of Metro City.
We'll see.
I
feel like you're being a little pushy.
He can't vote for you, remember?
Oh,
so there's
fuck
no
you.
Need.
Wow. That's unnecessary.
Sorry. Very passionate about running for this office.
Okay, how do you campaign on this Earth? Like,
lots of signs.
So you guys come up out of the ground just to put signs into the ground?
Ideally, we do get beat up a lot, which leaves us kind of littering the streets unconscious. So we wear shirts with very legible fonts that when we're just lying bloodied and unconscious, people can kind of see us like yard signs.
Wow.
There are people who are very anti-campaign, and so they just wait around and they try and whack the moles as they come up.
They put the pain in campaign.
Put a sign up.
That's pretty good. I like your puns and your jokes. What does Waka Waka mean on this Earth?
It's an ancient mole man bad joke indicator.
Oh, okay. Whacking a mole does sound fun. Although it's probably not pleasant for you guys.
It's not. We've gotten used to it, though. We keep tickets in our pockets to hand out if they really get us good.
So you're kind of encouraging them to do it.
I mean, if they don't finish the job.
What do you use the ticket
for?
I feel like they have so many questions about this.
I imagine, like, you're like, ow, that hurt, but that was a good swing, I guess, so here's...
Well, also, if they don't get tickets, they kill us. They just snap the neck and keep going. We don't have a lot of rights
here. It's
a
survival mechanism.
It is. If we don't hand out a requisite number of tickets for the amount of times we've been pummeled and give out really cheaply made stuffed animals...
What does the ticket do?
We redeem them for stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals. Okay.
That's why we have to come to the surface to get, like, needles and thread and the lower-cost stuffing so we can make, you know, Stewie from Family Guy.
I know who that is. Yeah. It's the same person between Earths.
It's a small football-headed child.
Okay, yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
So, Prisma, I noticed you counting a stack of what looked like tickets earlier. Are those the same?
Oh,
God, you don't have enough, do you?
Awkward.
Oh, God.
Okay. Did you want to get one real quick?
I finish my lunch first, please?
I don't whack moles.
Well, what were you
How did you get those
tickets?
They're splattered in blood. My people's blood.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, you still have some blood on you. I feel like you probably should have just...
I cut myself cooking.
Okay, but then you gave yourself a ticket. I really feel like
cooking
this is...
Cooking mole people?
I did not come here to
eat
ass constantly!
You eat mole people?
Oh, God.
This is just... Ludacris. I told you, we were having the octopus.
Now, Ludacris, he would choke a hoe.
Okay. I mean, I get that there's a lot of people here that are choking hoes in this Earth, and it makes me worry a little bit.
Thank you,
Oscar. Why, are you a hoe?
I'm not a hoe. No,
then you don't
no but
need
you're
to be
whacking
worrying.
Moles, you're choking hoes. I just feel like there's a lot of violence on this world. And
well, yeah.
Bitch,
she's got blood on her. I mean, I don't... I am happy that you've been in here for almost 30 minutes and you haven't gotten whacked, which is I feel like that's
pretty indicative of us not whacking molds. Don't
says
you
the person with tickets fall. You literally just dropped the ticket out of your pocket.
Stop
just
checking out my pocket.
It fell out of your pocket.
I'll just give you some tickets if you won't hit me.
I don't want.
You're probably better
tickets.
Just giving
them
tickets. I don't
here,
want
here.
Okay.
Oh god.
So are you running against anybody for?
I mean,
council?
there are four current city council members. They have like pretty terrifying powers. And they do not like anyone to run against them. So I do expect some serious competition, yes.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah. The horsemen, they call them.
But wait, you're running against the four horsemen?
No, I mean, they're just the horsemen.
They're horsemen. There's four of them, but they're just called the horsemen.
And those are your only opponents at this point?
Yeah, they've been on the city council for, I believe, something like 1,000 years.
And you're trying to knock one of them off?
Yeah, just the one, that's all I need.
Is horseman a race here, or is it like I don't?
It's a title.
You're really into labels,
okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys are the ones choking hoes and whacking moles and slapping bitches. So I feel like what I'm doing with labels is pretty tame compared to that.
Do either of you know Captain Sensitivity Training? His powers would be perfect for this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There's a Captain Sensitivity Training.
Yeah.
We have to get him on the show.
Oh God.
I mean, you could try. He's always very busy.
I imagine on a world like this, yeah,
he would probably, like, tear up just asking him, just inviting him.
Yeah, you might be his greatest nemesis of all time.
I hope not.
Or his masterpiece.
Or his masterpiece. We'll wait until we meet him. But I want to thank you, Rago. The Mole Man, for coming on the podcast. We're getting to the end here. I did mention email earlier. If you can send me an email, somebody from Earth One, please, because I still haven't gotten anything even from Derek or anybody, and I want to know that somebody out there is getting this.
Who's Derek?
Derek is...
Unless you're the milkman, eat shit and die.
Okay. Whoa, that was inappropriate.
Lactose intolerance.
Yeah.
On the mic.
Come on.
Spitting that fire.
Earth 2, the number 2, at heroespodcast.com. Please send me an email if you're from Earth One. Let me know that I'm getting through to you guys. And if you're from Earth 2 and you want to send us an email, or just regular mail, send it to the headquarters in Metro City, and I'll read it, or we'll get, if it's addressed to somebody else, they'll read it, and we'll get it on our podcast.
Probably Earth 2. Nobody cares about you on Earth 1.
And any campaign donations for Rago for City Council are welcome.
Yes, and he has great platforms, so yeah, look at his stuff and maybe whack him and get some tickets if you see him.
Yeah, just Google MRA and you'll see exactly what I'm all about.
Hashtag mole, not all mole men.
Hashtag not all mole men.
Yes.
Hashtag MRA.
Yeah,
hashtag
please.
Dirt pill.
Hashtag choke a bitch.
If you're on Earth One, tweet at Heroes Podcast with those hashtags.
Yes.
Thank you, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Peace.